Blog Talk Radio.
With your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yahuwah.
Live Yahuwah's radio. Worldwide international radio broadcast is now on the air. Yahuwah's radio, Yahuwah's ministry. I be your host, by name, your seer, Israel, Seed Royal. And we're doing a series called The Due Order of YHWH, the proper name of the Most High, YHWH in the original tongue called Semitic with no vowels, YHWH. All right, we're going to start on the international side and see who all join us for another episode on the international side and see exactly who all in the room. Ready to hear some more on tape number 69, and then we'll bring our elder in. He'll tell you all the details of what the broadcast is about and how you can get in and fit in at the time appointed. So we're just going to scroll down the international side and see who all have logged in to this broadcast on the international side. And it reads, all the slots are spilt. That's 195 international countries. So we have a representative in on every nation up under the globe is listening to the voices of the true Israelites. And what's flashing out of New York, New York? Total computers in the room, 111546, 111546. So whatever the 111546 means, we're going to bring our elder in. He'll tell you all about it, and we'll look at these memos as they come in. So step it up, those in the room, and remember this part number 69, the due order of YHWH through his people, Israel. So, when you meet the elder, what a loud voice you will say. What a loud voice you say, brother, Mr. Tears. Elder, Mr. Tears. Elder, Mr. Tears. Yahuwah be there, see you right.
And Yahuwah bless you, see Israel, to see you well. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah. I was looking at a memo that was coming in, and I messed around here and up saying a couple things in the wrong thing, but 195 international countries, 111546, Elder Mr. Kelson. So whatever you got to tell, 195 international countries have logged in. 111-546 is flashing on the international side coming out of New York. So take your time and do your part, and we'll read some of these memos. You're on the clock. Come on.
Once again, Yahweh bless you, Sir Israel. And we'll see if we can give you a few minutes to look over those memos while we're talking. Because one of the things that we look at is the amount of people that came into the room, which is always a good thing. 111,546 listeners to listening to the words of Yahweh. And I always say, that's a good thing. And we all come to rehearse the righteous act. And some of the things we speak on are Sabbath days and feast days. We want to make sure that the members are aware what we do. On the Sabbath day, first of all, this is a righteous day of Yahweh. We are told by scriptures on what is to be worn on this day, which is a righteous day for worship. You would not expect anyone on this day that would look for confusion, blasphemy, or wrongful loud bump the gums contests. But unfortunately, things of this nature happen. Since Yahweh is not the author of confusion, steps must be taken to rightly protect the innocent, which are the people in the temple. An example is in the book of Isaiah, chapter 26, verse number 20. 20 says, "Come, my people, and enter into thy chambers. Shut the doors about thee and hide thyself as for a little moment until the indignation be overpass." Indignation is another big word for trouble. In 2 Maccabees, chapter 5, verses 25 to 26, "Who comes to Jerusalem, Yada, and pretending peace, did forbear until the righteous day of the Sabbath, when taking the Jews of Yada, keeping that righteous day, he commanded his men to arm themselves." 5. Let's see, yes. "And so he slew all of them that were gone into the celebration of the Sabbath, and running through the cities with weapon, and slew great multitudes." We look at 2 Maccabees, chapter 6, verse 11. 11 says, "And others that had run into caves nearby to keep the Sabbath day secretly, being discovered by Philip, they were all burned together because they made a concise to help themselves for the honor of the most sacred day." 26, "This is done so that the Yahweh of this world doesn't influence or disturb true teachings." Because we look in 2 Corinthians, what this says. Chapter 4, verse 4. "And whom the Yahweh of this world had blinded the minds of them, which believed not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Yahweh the Son, who's in the image of Yahweh, should shine unto them." So you know this rascal is pretty busy, Satan, trying to disguise himself to make himself look like a minister spirit of light. This is why we're here, to help guide you through these dark times of Christianity and bad teachings. And we welcome and thank all of you for attending our live broadcast of Yahweh's ministry that's coming to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. First and foremost, about Yahweh's words, connecting the Bible books for your biblical education, your health, foods that you should eat and keep in the Sabbath days, as we just discussed. And we do this because you have not. You came to seek, and now you have found that which you have sought, and the voices of the true Israelites, tribe of Yada, that's open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days that we're open is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. We generally don't have a class on Tuesday unless we have a special event or a high day. But we do have a Sabbath class. Now, the top part of the Sabbath, for the members that don't know, the top part is Friday. Current time starting at 7:30 to 10:30. The bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. Temple class starts at 12 p.m., and the online class starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until the temple members desire to leave. We also have a website address. To use this on any search line, enter www.tribeyhdh.com. After clicking there, just under that big line, you will see some choices. One will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. On any other device, you may see menu. But after clicking this, again, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings. And doing so, remember what it tells all of us in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. Verse 7 says, give unto Yahuwah, O you kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength. 8. Give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. We want to keep in mind what it tells us when doing this in the book of Malachi, chapter 3, verse 8 and verse 9. Verse 8 says, will a man rob Yahuwah? Yet he have robbed me. But he will say, wherein we have robbed thee, and tithes and offerings? 9. Ye are cursed with a curse, for you have robbed me, even this whole nation. You have to remember that Yahuwah loves a cheerful giver. And also, donations to the ministry is greatly appreciated, that you give, according to Bible scriptures, Leviticus chapter 27, 30, and Hebrew chapter 7, verse 8, and verse 9. This to keep this ministry bringing you, thus says Yahuwah, live. Also for building a school, a banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods that we continue to speak of on this program, which we do quite a bit. We bring up a lot of health foods for your health and tell you how to get yourself out of bad times. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Also while there, don't forget to check our calendar. That calendar will help keep you, your family, and friends in tune with the feast days that come to all of us throughout the year. The calendar explains itself in biblical scripture by detail what the feast days are, when they begin, and when they end. For the live program, this is a feature that's only available during our live broadcast time, like now. To get there, open up any search engine. Type in three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. After you click in, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yahdah. Click the red live button as soon as this appears. You'll be right into our live online broadcast. We're also using two email addresses. The first is tribe, that's T-R-I-B-E-Y-H-D-H, at gmail.com. This is to write your written opinions, questions of a biblical subject answered, or related topics. The other is yhdhysrael at gmail.com. This is also for biblical subjects or related topics. You could even state how our program was enjoyed by you. We also have a few numbers you can righteously call with Yahuwah in mind. The first is our live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This is our international number where you can call and leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by any one of our six anointed camps of Yahuwah's ministry. Now, if you've happened to miss the beginning of our program, you can always listen to the entire show at 9:15 p.m., except Fridays. Program time will be repeated after 10:30. To do this, on the search line, type in three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. After click enter, look for the Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yahdah. Just choose the program that you are late logging into, or actually, any previous day that you would like to listen. Now, one good note for the listening members. During a normal broadcast, we're also simultaneously transmitting our program on Pal Talk. We will be listed under ethnic group, African American. Look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yahdah. This is where Yahuwah's word is also working for your Bible education. Online there to answer any questions about the on-the-table topics will be Elder Mr. Tibbs, along with Seer Israel, riding shotgun. We will be taking no comments off topic or more than two text questions answered at a time. Failure to follow the Righteous Act, the elder will block or restrict misuse. And if Blog Talk happens to end before teaching time is over, teaching will continue on Pal Talk. Yahuwah be with you all. Remember what it tells us in the 1 Corinthians, chapter 14, verse 33. 33 says, For Yahweh is not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all covenants of the saints. This is why we have to keep the scriptures in mind. It's very important that when these scriptures are read, that we do keep them in mind or take notes. Because when you're trying to win that bump the gums contest, often as you see most people do, some people you know, some people you don't know, they're going to tell you all about what they think, what Yahweh's word is all about. This is what makes them miss all of Yahweh's glory, which is said unto you. Because we are rehearsing the righteous act, as I've mentioned many times before, to learn the words of Yahweh. Remember what it tells us in St. John, chapter 14, verse 26. Better be taking notes, Ebro. 14:26 says, "But the Comforter, which is the righteous Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things into your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you." So this lets us know today is another day for the word of Yahweh. And for what we've seen, nothing has changed except the number of people that come for Yahweh's word. Those of us that commend it, add unto it, only following by certain people casting the words behind their back, taking the verse's meaning totally another way, along with the noisemakers, complainers, wanting to be a deceptive listener. Oh, don't forget the page flippers in the Bible look like they're paying attention, but they're completely lost when they call to speak. Can't even find the book of Genesis. They've clearly forgotten that we're only one man or one woman. And think of this, time is not in our favor, but the best is yet to come. We can only do 100% of what one man or one woman that was Yahweh created to do in this life, and that if at all possible. Anyone ever says they've done more, they just lied. Now they're doing the work of another, past Yahweh's creation. Don't forget what Yahweh the Son said about the impossible. In Matthew chapter 19, verse 26 says, "But Yahweh the Son beheld them and said unto them, with men this is impossible, but with Yahweh all things are possible." So we're going to find out what our possibilities can be this evening. I ask that you keep your Bibles open, possibly take notes, because we cover a lot of stuff on this program, a lot of good stuff. We'll pass our program back to our seer Israel and say, hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Father Hilton, that's excellent on your part. We'll look forward for your closing in the bottom part, because you do come on twice. And we also have, I was looking at this memo, this other session coming in. It's Acts, you will hear details of whatever this lesson pertains to or whatever thoughts of mothers, and you will be hearing the thoughts of the mothers that's out of Camp 1. Out of Camp 1, you will hear their thoughts pertain to whatever on their mind or whatever the lesson pertain to. You will hear the thoughts of the mothers later on in the broadcast, the thoughts of the mothers of Israel. So one thing about it, see, right, you would come on this broadcast for one reason and one reason alone, to wake up the 12 tribes of Israel that scattered. Now, understand something, it's a protocol in this understanding. The protocol is what's written in the Bible. It's not who's smarter than who. It's called the election of the Almighty, four-letter man, YHWH, that we all can read together. And that's the game changer right there. The key to it is what can we read together, and then when we have to precept it to make sure it's a second witness to it, you know, you don't swell up, you just precept it. Because if you lay it by the Almighty four-letter man, you'd be able to precept your Bible to really tie in. And we will be taking a look at a lot of things. We got more messages came in pertaining to the Cherokee Indians and a report about them. And we also want to get back on Noah Drew Ali on his the booklet that he wrote and was part of it, you know, we're going to talk about a little bit of that too. So we don't know. Remember, no broadcast tomorrow. It's all about the seniors on Tuesday, so it's no broadcast tomorrow. But we're going to take a look at a little bit of everything. We're going to look at, we're going to examine a lot of things. And that's the key to it. If you own something, then you will be ready to be examined and seeking that hole up. And like we tell the world, if you own something, let's examine what you own and seeking it hold up through the Bible. And if it hold up through the Bible, we go on with it too. But if it don't hold up in the Bible, we're not going with it. We only go on with it what we can read with the precepts. All right, enough said on that. Another fine audience and got a lot of memos on the table. Got my eyes half cocked on memos everywhere. But we'll leave it like it is. So we go find Brother Yahdai Israel and bring him in. And when you meet your brother, with a loud voice, you say, Brother Yahdai Israel. Yahweh be to have seen Ray.
God bless you, see Israel. See Royal. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Well, there, Brother Yahdai Israel. Well, you know, I got a lot of memos that came in behind what was on a little bit last night there, Brother Yahdai Israel. I want you to look up a name for me. We don't rehearse nothing. We just call it as it unfolds. I want to know is you got to go to your botanical encyclopedia or whatever you got to bring up this historian from the Byzantine days. And that's right after when Constantine moved to the Byzantine location. But I want to look up this historian because he got a very report that, you know, it reminds me of a reporter when they go and find a good story they have to take to the editor. And the editor say, wait, get to them and see what you got. And let me clean it up for the people can hear. We got to make sure it lines up. So, you know, I want to talk about this guy over here and see can you pull him up on the computer and see if he's legit. Because he's in the pseudo-pickleball. Well, how you spell that word is, believe we're about to spell that word. It's P-H. E-U-D-E-P-I-G-R-A-P-H-A. I ain't worried about the word. It's just I want to know about this historian. His name is P-R-O-C-U-S. This is what I want to know about. See, can you find out anything about this historian, P-R-O-C-O-P-I-U-S. Before we get to talking about this guy, I want to make sure if he's a myth or is he in the encyclopedia. What you got there, Brother Yahdai Israel? Are you working on it, Brother Yahdai Israel? Then we'll give us Luke, chapter 12, verse 12. But I want to know, do this guy exist with the name of P-R-O-C-O-P? I-U-S. What you got there, Brother Yahdai Israel?
I'm looking at the name as it's spelled P-R-O-C-O-P-I-U-S, Procopius. And it reads, Procopius of Caesarea, born...
That's right.
...was a prominent late antiquity Greek scholar from Caesarea Maritima, accompanying the Byzantine general Basileus in Emperor Justinian's War. Procopius became the principal Byzantine historian of the 6th century, writing the history of the war, building, and the secret history. Is commonly classified as the last major historian of the ancient Western world.
Mm-hmm. So we find out he is a legit historian, but what we want to know is why we have went to school and college and we know nothing about this man of the 6th century. So now, remember around the 6th century, they was, you know, English did start in 449 A.D., but he was basically writing from the Semitic, the Greek language. He was writing as he made a report. It was in language like that. It was not in the English language, but it was translated in the English language, but only so many people was able to see and go over his writing because of a common man. He was not to, because his words that he wrote about, it put the finger on a people that we're looking at this, his article, he put the finger on who a certain people is, and as long as they remain as a mystery, we all would be thumbing around exactly what's going on. So this historian put the finger on something that happened, and he wrote about six books, and about on page 258, he identified who are the ones that call themselves the Moors, the original Moors. We know that the children of Israel came in with everybody that's, and became Moors, became African American, Negroes, colors, and became everything. But this historian puts his finger on who is the original Moors. And so we're not gonna get into that, because right now we'll leave that to the side. But he puts a finger on exactly who the Moors is, and that's the point we make it. He put the finger, and his writing never got to the common school system to put the finger on who is the original Moors. But we'll take it at later. We just wetting the beak on it that we do have. We do have in writing what he said, but not in this lesson. So we're not even worried about it in this lesson. How about a little Luke chapter 12, verse 12, Brother Yahdai Israel? Let's get a little bit of that going on. Come on.
Book of Luke chapter 12, verse number 12 reads, "For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say."
That's right. Excellent. In that very same hour, the righteous spirit would teach you what you ought to say. And we believe that the righteous spirit would take over lessons, although we're looking at many memos, but we'll find ways to bring in this historian on what he wrote, that we want to know exactly why wasn't this put in the public school system, what he wrote. But then once you start doing the research on him, and another thing I want to find out, Brother Yahdai, is while we're there, can you tell me, in 1663 in Virginia, they passed a law, legislated a law in 1663. Can you put that on and see exactly what they said before we kind of take a look at that? They said something in Virginia in 1663. So just put down what law did they pass in 1663? And I want to know if that law is still on the books today. In 1663, what was the major law that was passed in Virginia pertaining to a people in 1663? Can you tell me what happened there, Brother Yahdai Israel?
One second there, see
ya. All right. It's 1663. Something they passed in Virginia in 1663 that would put us right back to what we were talking about a little bit from yesterday. You know, showing you how that it was a people and how the Waltons was able to infiltrate into these peoples, because something they knew from a law that was written in 1663. Can you tell me something about King 63, yeah, Brother Yahdai Israel?
One second there, still working on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Can you tell this old national audience about what happened in 1663? What major law was passed in Virginia in 1663 that we can read?
Let me see what we're working with here, sir.
Mm-hmm.
I'm reading an article from the Encyclopedia Virginia. And it reads,
okay.
An act for keeping up holy, the 13th of September, 1663. For keeping holy, the 13th of September, the General Assembly declared an annual holiday after a foiled attempt by servants in Gloucester County to rebel. Whereas it is evident that certain munitious villains had entered into such a desperate conspiracy as had brought an inevitable ruin to the country, and now God in his infinite mercy prevented it, this grand assembly to testify their thanks to Almighty God for so miraculous a preservation have enacted that the 13th of September, the day this villainous plot should have been put into execution, being annually kept holy to keep the same in a perpetual commemoration.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, that's one of the things that they did. It's something else they did there, Brother Yahdai Israel. And it did in that same year, so I guess they got the move real good. So we'll wait, and we'll deal with that another time. But something else they did too in that year. They did something else in that year, and I don't want to just bring it out. I want to act like I'm just surprised as you are reading it. There's something else they did in that year. And I was looking at this author came in about this historian out of North Carolina, and he said, listen, we caught the broadcast, but in my writing, we hope that the scholars would dig deeper on exactly what happened from the time that the Europeans came to our shores in North Carolina and taken over our land, then gave us another name. And then, you know, so he said probably that the scholars would dig deeper into this information. We have pushed it as far as we can get it, and I've been on it ever since 2014. He said, but probably the scholars would dig deeper. The scholars would come in and help shine a light on Gates County in North Carolina, what they did in 1779, and what they have did to the peoples. They became the Cherokees. Then they have to join them to Cherokees, and after that they became colored. And from that point on, they become African Americans. And once they became colors and African Americans, there was no way that on record that you can prove that you anybody once you bite into being black, African American, Negro, and color. So what you have done is put a kiss of death on yourself and anybody come in contact with you. So what the big dignitary did in 1988, headed by Jesse Jackson, going to the White House and declaring that the black is African American, that was a kiss of death, because that wrote you off into nothing but a history of slavery. That means you have no other history but slavery. Because when you black, African American, Negro, and color fountains, you have no history but slavery. And that's what happened to the peoples called. And look up these peoples for a minute, that Brother Yahdai Israel. Though we ain't going to touch on this today. Look up and see who is these peoples called, a C-H-O-W-A-N. descendants. Who are these peoples right here? These is the ones that had a choice to make in North Carolina. They knew their history. And the big name that they was able to trace back was the Robins, R-O-B-B-I-N-S. They had their name down pat, and they can trace themselves all the way back to the until the 1600s. But what happened, as time went on and integration came in, now they are considered as colored peoples, African Americans, and Negroes. After they had to make a choice and accept the name that came in the 1900s called Cherokees. They said, well, we don't have no record. It was, they said in Gates County, North Carolina. Said, we don't have no record of you, Coins. It was called Coins. I think it's a football player for the Chicago Bears got a name like that. But we want to know who is these people of North Carolina that are called the Coins, but now they still exist, but they're quiet. And this historian was letting the 690 camps know that we are pushed as far as we can. We've been at this since 2014. And it still got the Coin family. They still on the dock of the bay. But they want what they want. Let's see what they want again. Let's go in the Bible and see what they want. They want something. Here's what they want in the book of Acts. They want something, about Yahdai Israel. They want some Acts 16, verse number 9. What it says in Acts 16, verse 9.
Book of Acts 16, verse number 9 reads, and a vision appeared to Paul in the night. There stood a man of Macedonia and prayed him, saying, come over into Macedonia and help us.
Mm-hmm. So you got those that want to be saved. They want help, but they have been miseducated, and the hidden hand have prevailed so far. But we know it's written in the book of something written in Matthew there, Brother Yahdai Israel, around about the 10th chapter. Something is written that we can read. See, something is written that we can read in the book of Matthew around the 10th chapter. And what is written in verse 26, 10:26, what is written there, Brother Yahdai Israel? And then once you get this information down pat, what do 27 say? Let's see what it says in Matthew chapter 10, verse 26 and 27.
Book of Matthew chapter 10, verse number 26 and verse 27 reads, the book of Matthew chapter 10, verse number 26. Matthew 10, verse 26. Fear them not, therefore, for there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed, and he that shall not be known. Verse 27. Well, I tell you in darkness, that speak you in the light. What you hear in the ear, that teach you upon the house.
Do what now? When you get a hold to this thing, do what again? And I'm last two lines, bro, y'all die, is it? What did they do?
That teach you upon the house. I
hate that stuff. And that's the sixth anointed council. We're going to do some teaching on things that have got away from us. But this this C-H-O-W-A-N, it came from a branch of the W-E-A-P-E-M-O-C. See, that's what they really were. This is where you find them out in right here. Put in the, we ain't gonna butcher up none of these words, because see, we get more calls on the seer butchering up a word, so we ain't gonna butcher up, we ain't gonna butcher up nothing. You know, so I pronounce the word wrong. Okay, so what? W-E-A-P-E-M-O-C. This is what they were, and they was the C-H-O-W-A-N. Let's find out exactly what that saying is, brother, y'all got, that we can read to all the ones that got their computers they can follow along. Because we just going to bring things that, you know, on the network, but we'll take a serious look at it in class setting. So those that got a scholarly that want to really help your peoples, it's information that we need help on by doing the research on some things and bringing out what you find. Like I remember, brother, back in the days of we said, well, we know his name is Judah is an English word, but we know there's no vowels in Judah, and we know that his name is YHDH, but we don't have nothing in writing. So until we get it in writing, what we'll do, we'll just table it, and then one of the members of the classroom said, oh, I got a library card. I'm going to sit in the library until I find the paperwork on the name YHDH, which is the proper name of Judah, Yahdah. So he went and took his library card and got in there and done his research real good and came back with the paperwork. I found it. Okay, you found it. That's a good thing. I said, now we can use it because we can read it. We're not trying to put ourselves above anybody. Now we all can read it and where it gets from. The true name of Judah is with no vowels, Y-H-D-H. Yahdah. Now we got it. So now since we got it now, we're able to now put it in writing that the tribe of Yahdah, because we got it in writing. And after this brother had a fallout in class, he going to say somebody stole something from him. Now how could that be? You volunteer to go find it with your library card and bring it back to the ministry, the body. Now all of a sudden you fall out of the ministry. Now you want to say you are created a YHDH. See, that's not right. You can't do that. So you know that's wrong. So the same thing we're saying right now. They create names for you. Then you mess around and get up under that name. You blotted out of history. You blotted out of history. So now once these right here became, so who is these W-E-A-P-E-M-O-C? Who is them, brother? Y'all got here ready we can read.
One more time, see ya.
W-E-A-P-E-M-O-C. Who is them?
One second.
And what happened, this was they high title that they were. But we're going to go even further back than that on who they really are. Because remember, you got a people that came over here that we can read. And before they got all these titles that they were put up under, it's because when you let, you know, other nations infiltrate into what you're doing, and then they'll put in their books. You might say, we this person, and they'll write, yeah, we heard what you're saying, but they'll write something else. And then, you know, to the victor goes the spoil. And as time goes on, you be written right out of history by not understanding that you got a name, a biblical name that he gave you. And once you transgress against that biblical name or transgress, then he have these other nations to give you a rude awakening until you start remembering, and then you start doing the Deuteronomy 32:6-7. What does it say that, brother? Y'all dying for that. What does Deuteronomy say, verse 32:6-7? Until you become a Deuteronomy 32, verse 6 and 7. What does that say, brother Yahdah Israel?
Look at Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 6, verse 7 reads. Look at Deuteronomy 32, verse 6. So you thus requit Yahuwah, O foolish people and unwise. Did not he, your father, that have brought thee, have he not made thee and established you? Verse 7. Remember the days of old. Consider the years of many generations. Ask your father, and you will show you. Your elders, they will tell you.
So we have to get to understand the rules and regulations. We're supposed to ask the elder, you fathers. So when you go off and start venturing off into things, you fathers, you'll lose the protocol of the Almighty. It says you first, when you become a father, what you have to make sure that you clear by asking the elder, the elders. The elder's job is to have the answer for whatever you own, but in writing. They can't tell you about where they're going or where they've been, but they can tell you how to help yourself, and thus says YHWH. So when you father, the first thing you're going to look for is the elder, and the elders will tell you. And that's the same thing we're going to bring out in a minute, and you'll start hearing on this broadcast the mothers of Israel and telling you daughters and you young women to seek the mothers of Israel, and they can save you many headaches to come when they show you exactly the road you're supposed to take. And matter of fact, in the book of Samuel, Brother Yahdai Israel, can you help me out there real quick there, Brother Yahdai Israel? I'm on to Samuel. When Big Joab, he was looking for somebody, and somebody spoke up in the book. They asked Big Joab, and she says who she is, and Big Joab said, I will hear what you got to say. And so that's the same thing. It's time to let this national audience hear what the mothers of Israel have to say in every broadcast. So you will be hearing from the mothers of Camp One every broadcast, and they'll tell you what you need to hear. So I have a problem, and the answers is coming to the table as we unfold ourselves, and thus says Yahuwah. Because what it is, we go to the sources of the one that put you in captivity, and you be so worried up with them, and then you will not be able to see the truth because you don't follow what the Bible tell you to do. So you fathers, when you're in a tight, you're supposed to find the elders. That's written in the Bible. Find the elders, and they'll tell you if you're on the right track. That's the protocol. Now, for you young women, before you make a decision on who's going to be the baby's daddy, you need to talk to the mothers before you make a decision. So now, tell me out there, Brother Yahdai. Yes, I want to bring that out. When Big Joel, he was looking for somebody, and the mothers made a statement to him. Can you take it from there, Brother Yahdai Israel?
I'm trying to lay my eyes on it as we speak.
Yeah, I think we run that down because we're going to definitely hear from the mothers on the broadcast when they put their thoughts together on exactly what needed to be said and done. But see, once we get out of protocol, see, you know, that's the thing. And that's what the world have did. They have got us out of protocol. You know why? Let's go back to Deuteronomy 28. And we'll look at verse number 28. We'll look at Deuteronomy 28, 47 through 49. Let me show you what will happen. Deuteronomy chapter 28. Verse 47 through 49. What happened, Brother Yahdai Israel?
Book of Deuteronomy 28, verse 47 through 49 reads. Book of Deuteronomy 28, verse number 47. Because thou servest not Yahuwah with joyfulness and with gladness of mind for the abundance of all things. 48. Therefore shalt thou serve thine enemy. Yahuwah shall send against thee in hunger and in thirst. the nakedness and the want of all things. And he shall put a yoke of iron upon your neck until you have destroyed thee. Verse 49. Yahweh shall bring a nation against you from far, from the ends of the earth, as swift as the eagle flies, a nation whose tongue thou shalt not understand.
Mm-hmm. That's the tongue you got right now called this bastard tongue called the English tongue. But what he says in 68 about this, about what he going to do to you. So for you to be clear that you tied to the hip, whether you know it or not, look what he says in verse 68. The one thing you got to recognize, and that's why you have to ask your elders, whether you know it or not, you are tied to the hip. Let's find out what we're talking about in verse 68.
Verse number 68. Yahweh shall bring you into Egypt again with ship. By the way, wherever I spake unto thee, thou shalt see it no more again. That you shall be sold unto your enemies for bond men and bond women, and no man shall buy you.
So you came over here tied to the hip as bond men and bond women. So you came over here tied to the hip, and you got no special treatment no more than if you was a female, maybe they had to pat you down a little bit. And if you was a male, they had to maybe pat you down a little bit. But you came into captivity together, and you're going to leave in captivity together. So all this about, I'm going to separate from this man and get me somebody look like somebody else, you're out of order everywhere. Because when you came, you got into captivity, that's the way you want to get out of captivity. So you got to keep that in your mind. So you got to make sure that better half understand one thing, and that's why you fathers, before you become fathers, you need to ask the elders what you're working with, and they'll tell you about a 726 out of the book of Sirach. What does it say in 726?
The book of Sirach 7, verse 26 reads, book of Sirach, chapter 7, verse 26. Have thou a wife after your mind, forsake her not, but give not yourself over to a light woman.
You see that? So a light woman is a woman that will go by the system. Because now how do you know when you got a light woman? How do you know when you got a light woman? When it's time to bite you over dinner? Do you know it tells you when it's time for her to cook your meal? How would you know when you got a light woman? And that's why I told you to ask your elders. Because the elders will show you, forsake or not, if you don't have a light woman. Now, in Psalms 104, yeah, brother got that, Israel. Let me show you something, and you evaluate what kind of woman you got. We're going to Psalm 104, verse 14. Let's see. You know, the average woman, she'll say, I'm cooking dinner, so come on over and have dinner. Oh, yeah, she's biting me over dinner. Okay. Now we're going to see what kind of woman that'll bite you over dinner. Let's find out if she's a light one. Let's see what's going on in 104, verse 14. Let's see what kind of woman bite you over dinner, and now she'll be your cook. Until you get up out of it and back into the ground. Let's see if she's a 104 verse 14. What it says in 104 verse 14?
The book of Psalm 104 verse 14 reads, because of the grass to grow for the cattle, for the service of man, they may bring forth food out of the earth.
Mm-hmm. So you say, what is the service for man? What to keep man on his feet, according to what you can read that, brother Yahdai Israel? So the service for man is like going to a store and you got your shopping cart all full, but there's no cashiers in there. You say, hey, I need some service because I'm trying to check out, is it? So now, what is the service for man that we need to know to keep this man on his feet? What he got? What got to be he's working with that we can read? Come on.
The book of Psalms 104, verse 14. He covers the grass to grow for a cabin, the herb for the service of man. He may bring food out of the earth.
See, a man's plate supposed to be filled with herbs. That was your plate supposed to be filled with. That's why you men must find your elders, and he'll tell you, well, how do I know I got a light woman? I said, what is she cooking you? Oh, she cooked me spaghetti, macaroni, chicken, spaghetti, mashed potatoes, and peach cobbler. Oh, yeah? And rice. Well, that's contrary to the Bible. Children of Israel ain't eating none of that. Everything you just mentioned, they ain't eating none of that. And they lived twice the age that we were, that in their day, they lived twice the age, and then and have to go see Doc Cook at all. Because they go right there. The service of man is not to eat rice, beans. Beans got starch in it. Huh? You know, you get some black-eyed peas and some, peas, it's another old peas they call it, it's green. What do they call them, bro? Y'all got to help me out. Help me out on another peas that you can eat. It's, they call, it's green. What's your name? Help me out there, brother. Y'all got to
Israel. The only thing
butter
I can
bean.
Think of
it. Yeah, butter beans. That's it. Butter beans.
Butter
now, you eat some butter beans or some black-eyed peas. Now, guess what? Now you're working on something. So listen, that's why you have to be able to sit down with the mothers of Israel. And they'll show the young women exactly what to do to get the man to be more affordable to you. But the man must be a 37-15 man. But the man that you bring to the table to discuss, he must be a 37-12-15 man. What do we say in Sirach 37:12-15? See, that's why it's so important to understand that you young women and you middle-aged women, you need to sit down with the mothers so they can get you on point to see how to get the nation back in order. But long as you is into what the world got to say, you will remain divided. And that's going to take us to the lesson showing you what happened in the days of, we're going to read this, that name I gave you, a couple of names in a minute. We'll get around to that. We'll get around that today lesson or tomorrow lesson. I mean, Wednesday lesson. The point we're making here, Steve Ray, it starts with the family. You men, you must find your elders. And the elders has already have sat down with the seer. And the seer that's showing what the Bible is saying, and they got to be in position to show the fathers to be and the males what the Bible is saying. Because if you do so, you have your Sirach 7, 2 Ezra 7:21. You want to be a 2 Ezra 7:21. He tells you something, but you have to understand the Almighty got rules and regulations in his Bible. Follow the rules and regulations, you come out of captivity. Understanding one thing, you were placed to the hip going into captivity, and the only way you come out of captivity, you got to be placed to the hip, but in order, the way the Bible tell you to be in order. So you men, you must seek your elders and sit down with them and see exactly what you get in to, like you go into a war in the book of Luke. You got to sit down and see what the cost is. Do you have enough to go into this battle? Huh? Do you have enough to go into this battle or send an ambassador before you and make peace. That thing ain't going in a relationship. How you gonna go in a relationship and you still staying at mama's house or in her basement somewhere? The first thing you have to do is make sure you got your way to say what is written in 24:15. How you got to be Hosea 24:15 first. You got to be a 24:15 before you even start looking at anybody. You got to first make sure you are 24:15. What it says in the book of Hosea 24:15.
The book of Hosea, because of the word Joshua, chapter 24, verse 15 reads, "And if it seem evil unto you to serve Yahweh, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the false Yahweh which your father served, that was on the other side of the, or the false Yahweh of the Amorites, in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my family, you will serve Yahweh."
Now, how you gonna make that statement, and now you over at her auntie's house? You in one of her the back house is called, what's the name they call? Brother Yahya's left.
Coach house.
Your coach house. You out there in her coach house, and you got to wait until she gonna put her dinner on before you can get in the kitchen. Because, you know, put two, three women in one kitchen at the same time, you know, they don't throw a growl at each other anyway. So, you see, so let me tell you, man, listen, you got to get in the right ministry. And understand what's written in Sirach 6, verse 6. What is written in Sirach 6, 6? You got to understand this to get away from 2 Ezra 7:21. You got to get in a ministry that is a Sirach 6:6. What does it say there, Brother Yahdai Israel?
The book of Sirach 6, verse 6 reads, "Be at peace with many, nevertheless, have but one counselor of a thousand."
You see what I'm saying? But you'd be all over the place. You got brothers and sisters in four or five different teachings. So you're all over the place. How you going to get something say that you're all over the place? Huh? But look what it says in verse 35 to 37, same book.
Sirach 6, verse 35 to 37 reads, Sirach 6, verse number 35, book of Sirach, chapter 6, verse 35. "Beware to hear every Yahqualy discord, and let not the preparable of understanding escape you." Verse 36. "If thou seest a man of understanding, get thee betimes unto him, and let your foot wear the step of his door." Verse 37. Mm-hmm. Verse 37. "Let your mind be upon the ordinance of Yahweh, and meditate continually on his Torah instruction. Shall establish thy mind, and give you wisdom at your own desire."
Mm-hmm. But what does it say your mind got to be on? What's your mind got to be on first? So your mind got to be on right. What's your mind got to be on in verse 37 again, Brother Yahdai Israel?
Verse 37. Let your mind be upon the ordinance of Yahweh. Meditate continually in his Torah instructions.
You see that? So you got to make sure their mind ain't all over the place. That's why you got to sit down with the elders and let them check your mind, get your mind right. Your mind can't be all over the place. How you going to get a relationship with your mind all over the place? Huh? Your mind all over the place. And then you want to be in leadership. How you being in leadership and your mind all over the place? Do you know they got something written over here in the first book of Timothy, chapter 3, verse 5? Read verse 4 and make it sound good. 4 down to verse 6. And 1 Timothy 3, so you just can't hold to a title unless you can fulfill the payment of it. Before you read that, because what we try to do with the six anointed counts is for you to avoid 2 Ezra 7:21. What does it say in 2 Ezra 7:21?
Look at 2 Ezra chapter 7, verse 21 reads, "For Yahweh have given strength to our instructions to such as came, what they should do to live, even as they came, and what they should observe to avoid punishment."
See, our job is to give you strength. First five books instruction. How to live and how to avoid punishment. See, you got to, so you have to sit down with the elder groups of the six anointed camps of Voices of the True Israelite, and you young women got to sit down with the mother groups of the six anointed camps to show you how to avoid punishment. We got to get you on your feet, because remember, you came in captivity, according to what we can read. And according to 28:25, this would happen to you too. What happened to Deuteronomy 28:25? What happened to you too? This would happen to you too. And 28:25, what happened?
Book of Deuteronomy 28, verse 25 reads. Book of Deuteronomy 28, verse number 25. Yahweh shall cause thee to be smitten before your enemy. You shall go out one way against them, and flee seven ways before them. You shall be removed into all the kingdom of the earth.
And you was removed along with that man. You went into captivity with that man, and all the way you're going to come out of captivity is with that man. So you got to learn a protocol of the Bible to understand one thing. You was tied to the hip in the beginning, but you let your enemy come in between you. But the enemy only got there because you transgressed. Because he told you plainly in 54:17, he laid out from the mouth of the seer. He didn't tell you something, seer of 700 B.C. You put this in this book, and you tell them it's up to them. And I got something written in 54:17 of the book of Isaiah. I got something written. And what do you got written in 57, verse 17?
Book of Isaiah, chapter 54, verse number 17 reads. Book of Isaiah 54, verse number 17. Book of Isaiah 54, verse 17. No weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. Every tongue that shall rise against you in judgment, you shall condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of Yahweh, and their righteousness is on me, save Yahweh.
He said, this is the heritage of the one that is righteous. So you got inheritance, but you got to be righteous. And the biblical definition of righteousness is written in the book of the sixth chapter of Deuteronomy. So how can you think you're being righteous and being good? You have to read from the Bible, the Almighty four-letter man's righteous. How you going to be righteous without honest? Well, I'm righteous. Or do you might ask something? They say, well, I'm good. Well, how are you righteous and you good? The biblical definition of being righteous is 625 of Deuteronomy. So how are you righteous? Oh, I'm righteous. Yeah, you righteous, huh? Then do you line up with 625 of Deuteronomy? Since you righteous, what it say? In 625 of Deuteronomy on being righteous.
Book of Deuteronomy 6, verse number 25 reads, it shall be our righteousness if we observe to do all these Torah instructions before Yahweh, as he have commanded us.
So you're being righteous, that means you're doing the Torah instruction, you're doing the first five books. Now how could you claim you being righteous? And look what he said in verse 24 when you kick up a verse. So you sure you gonna stand among the elders or the elder mothers and saying you righteous? You sure you gonna tell them you righteous? And they gonna point at this Bible and say, well, the definition of righteous is you doing the first five books. That means I gotta get a report out of one of the six anointed camps. You busting the gates down the door to get in and sit down and have big ears and a little mouth. So you don't even bring that to us by you being righteous. That don't work with the Bible. That works in the world, but it don't work with the Bible. So put that to the side about you being righteous. Verse 24.
Verse number 24. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 24. Yahweh commanded us to do all these statutes, to fear Yahweh for our good always, that he might preserve us alive as it is at this day.
Wait a minute, brother Yahweh Israel. It's for our what? But you know you haven't met a lot of material. Hey, come to class, you got a good word for me? I'm going to give you one. Oh, I'm good. Wait a minute. How can you use the word to call you good? Here goes the definition of being good right in verse 24. So how can you say you good? So how is you being good? And here goes the definition in verse 24.
Verse number 24.
You good. Read it.
Deuteronomy 7, verse 24. Yahweh commanded us to do all these statutes, to fear Yahweh, for our good, always.
Take that, sir. Because that goes to being good, so you can't even bring to the elder mothers, I'm good. You can't bring to the elder mothers that I'm righteous, because they're going to say, wait a minute. So according to whose standards are you good and righteous too? Oh, I'm a good a husband to him. You a good husband to him. I'm a righteous husband to him. You a righteous husband to him. According to what standard?
The book of Romans chapter 7, verse number 12 reads, but for the Torah instruction is righteous, and the covenant righteous, just and good.
The Torah instruction is righteous. First five books is just and good. And you don't line up with none of it. So you don't come around the sixth anointing camp talking about you good and you righteous. Because it don't work when they say, well, according to what, the world, you righteous, I'm good to that man, I'm good to that woman. Well, how are you good to when you ain't keeping Torah instruction, leading by example? That's the only way you get the credit of the Almighty out. Well, you got to lead the way. He got it written in the Bible. And if you sit around with the elders, they'll tell you. And they'll tell you something else. In 6 verse 7 of Sirach. And they'll tell you something else. See, they'll tell you these things. See, it's time out for you to continue to be duped. You got a ministry now that's showing you the way that the Bible is telling you to do. Get in where you fit in at with big ears and little mouth and get in the position to help your people but start with yourself. Look at Zion 6, verse 7.
Look at Sirach. Look at Sirach 6, verse number 7. If thou will get a friend, prove them first. Be not hasty, credit any.
Oh, I met the love of my life. How long you didn't know that you didn't know the love of your life? About 4 hours. 4 hours? You mean the love of your life and you met him 4 hours ago? Wait a minute. You ain't even prove what you're working with. You ain't take them to the elder mothers or the elder women yet to see what you're working with. They will examine if you know you got something. Huh? They will examine. And that will be read in 32, verse 6 and 7. That's the elders on what you're doing with your Lord punishment. And the elders, when they talk right, which brother, we do know, we can call him out. You know, he wonder why he can't find his $10. And brother, how can you find your $10? You got five kids and you take home a woman with five kids. See, no matter where you can find your $10. You got five kids already, and she got five kids already. How long you think you're going to keep a $10 in your pocket? You ain't going to never find your $10. That's why you got to count the cost before you make this move. Come together in the head before you come together in the bed. Now, that's why I tell you in St. John 7:24, what it says in 7:24. That's why you can't find your $10. Because first of all, seek counseling from those that can help you. And then you want to say about that old no good man. Because the no good man, both in a, from the get-go, if you sit counseling with the mothers of Israel, they would say, wait a minute, the man you got, is he 37, 12, and 15? We'll say, oh, that's right. 37, 12, and 15, that brother y'all got you there.
Book of Sirach, chapter 37, verse number 12, verse number 15 reads. Sirach 37, verse 12. But be continually with the Yahqualy man, who you know it, keep the Torah instructions of Yahqual, whose mind is according to your mind. Verse 15. And above all this, pray to the Most High, that you will direct your way and truth.
You see that? He said, pray to the Most High, not that he's going to answer. He ain't going to answer you. He's going to send you to where you need to go. He will go find the elders of Israel. Go find the mothers and sit down before you make the decision of what you get ready to do and that bad cooking you get ready to do. And you get ready to put some food in him that is contrary to the Bible. And tell my, well, I'm good. And I'm righteous. I'm a just. No, you ain't good, you ain't just, and you ain't righteous until you first seek counseling from the elders, males, and women to see, examine where you at, to see how to make this mate work. Because it's not going to work if you continue with the society of what you have been getting from the 17 nations. The 17 nation duped you up on every point. And that's why we read about this this historian. He wasn't writing in English. He was writing in Semitic. He wrote about some things that that correlates with what Noble Drew Ali said. The little that he did say was right. He correlates with that. That verify what, because they got the children of Israel as a myth. Ain't no such thing, no children of Israel. I beg the difference. We're going to find out in later lessons that you got people outside that found out that it was exactly some things that happened. What old Hoshea did, they called Joshua did, is written in his writing exactly what happened, because when they started running around and coming in everybody's country, I was there with the pen in my hand, and I wrote down their statements on the scatter. You know, like sometimes people be want to be on the news. But one got a good statement, said, no, we can't put your news on a statement. But you got people of that descent broke out running, and he won't know by being a historian what happened. It's God, dog. You had a Israelite man back there called Hoshea. That man put some whooping on us so bad, ran us everywhere. See, they don't tell you about when you got a lick in. See, they always tell you about the 1619 slave ship, and that's all they tell you about. They give you a February month cousin a little while, and you and glue all there, but they're not going to never tell you what the writing was in EZRA about you. I wonder why they won't never tell you about what is written in the Bible on EZRA. Let's go to EZRA and see what the writer says about you in the Bible. Why they won't ever tell you about this that's written in this Bible? Let's find out some EZRA and find out why this is not in nobody's movie. Huh? That's why this is in nobody's movie. That's what it said in EZRA chapter 4, verse number 18 down to verse 20. I wonder why nobody ain't made a movie on this statement right here. In EZRA chapter 4, verse 18 down to verse 20. I wonder why. There ain't been no movies on this right here. Let's see what it says.
The book of Ezra, EZRA chapter 4, verse 18 to 20 reads. The book of Ezra chapter 4, verse 18. The letter which you sent to us have been plainly read before me. Verse 19. I commanded a search had been made. It is found that this city of old time had made insurrection against king. That rebellion and sedition had been made therein. Verse number 20. There have been mighty kings also over Yahshua Judah, southern kingdom, which have ruled over all countries beyond the river. Toll, tribute, and custom was paid unto them.
Ain't that enough? Now, what anybody told you about that? Did you hear anything about a Jew in there, a Jewish? Anything about that? No, see, right. Why ain't nobody told you that your forefathers and mothers, although it was prophesied in 17 verse 6, it was prophesied in Genesis 17 verse 6 about you. Did you know it was prophesied that this prophecy came to pass in Genesis 17 verse 6? Do you know this? It says, there have been mighty kings over the southern kingdom, Yahdah Judah, which have ruled over all countries. Like that's not rule. Not begging for nothing. Rule, see, right? Do you know it's once upon a time ago you done some ruling? Why your school system tell you nothing about when you got your lick in and how they came with their hat and their hand to you? Why you don't know nothing about it? To teach your little ones. That's why it starves the fathers, starves the families. See, you gotta get your family in order. Huh? You gotta know what it tell you in End Time Prophecy 18 verse 4. What it tell you in 18 verse 4? Brother Yahdai Israel. What it tell you in 18 verse 4 or End Time Prophecy or Revelation?
Book of Revelation, chapter 18, verse 4 reads. I heard another voice from heaven say, come out of her, my people, that you be not partakers of her sin, that you receive not of her plagues.
Come out of her, my people. Come out of her, my people, that you won't receive her plagues. Who is he talking to that we can read? Come out of her, my people. Precept your Bible and see who is he talking about. He left the tidbit, says, my people. Let's run to Exodus and see who is my people that we can read. So he's telling my people to come out of her. Let's look and say Exodus 8 verse 1. Let's see by name who is his people, because he got some serious business for his peoples in verse 26. Let's see what he says about my peoples. He said, come out of her. That's the 17 other nations. Leave what they got on the table alone. 8 verse 1 says what?
The book of Exodus, chapter 8, verse number 1 reads. Book of Exodus, chapter 8. Verse number 1. Yahweh spake unto Moses, go unto Pharaoh and say unto him, thus saith Yahweh, let my people go, that they may serve me.
Let my people go for them to serve me. Give me a little bit more on that. What do he say about his peoples in verse 26? Something he says about his peoples in verse 26. And then we're going to get a name on his people by going to the ninth chapter, verse number 1. Let's see what he says over here, Brother Yahdai Israel. Why he telling Moses, go tell big king man of the sons of Ham, the one you call African Americans, let my people go. Why? What do he have to say? In verse 26.
Exodus 8, verse 26. And Moses said, it is not meet to do so. It is not meet so to do. We shall sanctify the abomination of the Egyptians to Yahweh, Yahweh. Lo, shall we sacrifice the abomination of the Egyptians before their eyes? Were they not stoned?
So what are we going to do in verse 27? So what are we going to do?
Verse 27. We will go 3 days journey into the wilderness to sacrifice to Yahweh, Yahweh, as he shall command us.
See, same thing, right? When Yahweh take, when saying something about the three, three is a, when Yahweh talks about three, when he said three times about something, he said, we got to go 3 days journey away from you. Let's go to St. John and see what he's talking about. St. John. We're going to St. John 21 and see what he's saying. See, when Yahweh talking to you, when you tell somebody something the third time, and St. John, yeah, brother, y'all got Israel, 21:15. Let's count this action. And let's see what he says the third time. 21:15, let's read a little bit till we get out for him.
The book of St. John, chapter 21, verse number 15, read. St. John 21, verse 15. So when they had died, Yahweh the Son said to Simon, Peter, Simon, son of Jonah, loveth you me more than thee? He said unto him, yea, Yahweh, thou knowest that I love thee. He said unto him, feed my lamb. Verse 16.
Why?
Verse 16. He said to him again the second time, Simon, son of Jonah, loveth thou me? He said unto him, yea, Yahweh, thou knowest that I love thee. He said unto him, feed my sheep.
Two.
Verse 17. He said unto him the third time, Simon, son of Jonah, lovest thou me? Peter was grieved because he said unto him the third time, lovest thou me? He said unto him, Yahweh, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love you. Yahweh the Son said unto him, feed my sheep.
You see, the man said he was grieved. Because see, Yahweh was serious business. See, this man, you got an ass little cuddly dubby. Listen. He said, listen, tell you something, teach the nation of Israel. Do you love me? Huh? You know I love you. Then feed. Do some feed. Feed my sheep. Feed them. And that's what the six anointed camps is all about. And the sheep he's talking about is 15:24 with the precept. So we ain't got to be bumming all around and be guessing about what sheep he's talking about. He ain't come out the ones that out there that the nigga, nice little lamb stew. He's talking about something that we can read in 15:24. So we're telling you now, before you make a decision, make sure you get in contact with the six anointed camps, talk to the elder men, the elder women. Before you make a decision, we can save you many troubles. Because I'm sure the Bible says, now if you make a decision according to the Bible, you got a chance to be more than all right. But if you keep on doing what you're doing now, you will remain in the 21:16 of Proverbs. So you're just going to remain there. You can remain in 21:16 of Proverbs. What does it say?
Book of Proverbs 21, verse 16, read. Book of Proverbs, chapter 21, verse number 16. Proverbs 21, verse 16. The man and woman that wanders out of the way of understanding to remain in the congregation of the dead.
You will remain in the congregation of the dead. Because if anybody talk to you, they will be talking to you from the respect of Nehemiah. They will be talking to you from the respect of what Nehemiah got written and this the resource. So you got to make sure you get the right counsel. And it tells you in St. John 6:24, while I'm getting to Nehemiah, what it says in 6:24 and 33. St. John 6:24 and 33. I'll be in Nehemiah waiting on you, chapter 1. I'll be there waiting on you. After we get up some Matthew, chapter 6:24 and 33.
Book of Matthew 6, verse 24 and verse 33 reads. Matthew 6, verse 24. No man can serve two masters, for either they will hate the one and love the other, or if they will hold to the one and despise the other, you cannot serve Yahweh and Mammon. Verse 33, but seek you first the kingdom of Yahweh and his Torah instructions, and all these things shall be added unto you.
The first thing you're supposed to do is seek the Torah instruction first. and all them things that you got on that line of yours will be added. And he makes it plain in the 8th chapter, verse 11, he makes it plain to you, and he tell you, once you do all these things, he tell you out of the heavenly tablet, and 8, verse 11, something. What would he tell you in verse 11? 8, verse 11. What would he tell you in the heavenly tablets called the first 5 books? 8, verse 11, and 17 and 18.
Book of Deuteronomy?
Yes, sir. Chapter 8, verse 11. Let's get down to verse 17 and 18.
The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 8, verse number 11, verse 17 and 18 read. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse number 11. Beware that thou forget not Yahweh, your Yahweh, in not keeping his Torah instructions, his judgment, and his statutes, which I command you this day. Verse 17. Thou say in thy mind, my power and my might have gotten me this wealth. Verse 18. For thou shalt remember Yahweh, your Yahweh, for it is he that giveth you power to get wealth. He may establish his covenant, which he swear to your father as it is this day.
You supposed to never forget. I don't care how much learning you going to learn and how many colleges you going to went to. Yahweh is the one that gives you that power to establish, to get the wealth. But the first thing he tell you to do when you establish the gift of wealth, don't forget about his covenant. That's what he trying to tell you. Make sure you don't forget about his covenant. Do you know what his covenant is? You got a clue what his covenant is? It's over here in Genesis. Here's his covenant over here in Genesis. He said, yeah, you got power to get well. But look what his covenant is to get well. And we'll pick it up at verse 28, verse 20 to 22. Now you examine yourself. Look in the mirror and tell me, can you say you are a 28, verse 20 to 22? Look in the mirror while these verses are being written. Look at one eye in the book and one eye in the mirror and see, do you fulfill this right here in the 28th chapter, verse 29 to verse 22?
Book of Genesis, chapter 28, verse 20 through 22 read. Look at Genesis 28, verse number 20. And Jacob, whose name was changed to Israel, vowed a vow, saying, if Yahweh would be with me, it would keep me in this way, that I go, and would give me bread to eat, raiment to put on. Verse 21. So that I come again to my father's house in peace. Then shall Yahweh be my Yahweh. Verse 22. The stone which I have set for a pillar shall be Yahweh's temple, and of all that thou shalt give me, I will surely give the tenth unto you.
Ain't that something? Now, who gonna say that? Now, you hear the man just say it. Now, this is your grandfather. Your grandfather, Abraham, Isaac, and Israel. He said, yeah, if you gonna be with me, he said, yeah, I'm gonna be with you. He said, then wherever I get my hand on, a tenth is going to the ministry. Now, which one of you can bear witness to that verse? See, there go your oops again. But he didn't just come up with his own mind. He didn't come up with his own mind. He already knew what his grandfather passed down to him, telling his story. He passed it down in the 14th chapter verse of, this story was passed down. He said, look here. I see my grandfather's on point. He said, I tell you what I'm going to do. He said, now, you're going to be with me. I'm going to make sure I'm clear that a tenth of whatever I get my hand on is getting to the ministry. And you know you can't be bringing no oxes and no goats and to the ministry today. That don't pay the light, gas, or get the temple built, the banquet hall of the big old school, but they come all over the world. It don't work like that. So you understand that as a time of process, he ain't talking about bringing no bag of June peas in. June peas can't get you to fly to all these countries that's saying, come and help us. So if you're going to get in where you're fitting in at, look what it says in Genesis chapter 14. verse 19 and 20. Now, this is what he was quoting. He pulled this verse in verse 19 and 20. Let's see what he says about this gift.
Genesis chapter 14, verse number 19 and verse 20 read. Genesis 14, verse 19. And he blessed him and said, blessed be Abram of the Most High Yahweh, possessor of heaven and earth. Verse 20. Blessed be the Most High Yahweh, which has delivered thine enemy into thy hand. He gave him tithe of all.
You see that? Blessed be my Almighty. Blessed be my Almighty. He said, in return, only thing I can do is one thing. Give him tithes of whatever I got my hand on. You see that? Because Yahweh would deliver them to your hand. But you can't order water and hold back the wet. You got to do what the man is telling you to do, and the man going to kick in. Huh? He'll kick in. And when he kicked in, look at his statement is behind him doing what he did in the 25th chapter. I'm going to show you what he did. Now, after all that good stuff he did for him in the 25th chapter of Genesis, let's see what did he say behind all that good stuff that he said in the 25th chapter of Genesis. Let's pick it around by verse 5. And we take it on to verse 7. And now watch how this thing unfolds. That's why we disconnected from our history. Watch how this thing unfolds in the 25th chapter. Verse 5 down to verse 7. Go 5 down to verse 8. Make it sound good. Take it down to 5, verse 8. Genesis 25, 5 down to verse 8. What does it say that, Brother Yahweh Israel?
Look at Genesis chapter 25, verse number 5 through 8 reads. Look at Genesis 25, verse 5. Abraham gave all that he had unto Isaac. Verse 6. But unto the sons of the concubine, which Abraham had, Abraham gave gifts and sent them away from Isaac his son, while he yet lived eastward into the east country. Verse number 8. Verse number 7. These are the days of the years of Abraham's life, which he lived 135 years. Verse 8. And Abraham gave up the spirit, who the word ghost. And died in a good old age, an old man, full of years, and was gathered to his people.
And gathered to his people. You see what he did, see what I mean? And he was gathered to his people. He died at 175 years, because he knew one thing, for long life, peace of mind, I have to follow what's written, what's given to me. He said, Yahweh, if you're going to whoop them enemies before me real good, I have no problem. Understand one thing. You gave it and you taking it. Let's read that real quick. See, you got to understand something. The Bible tells you all the story. You can watch that one I say all you want. But Job picked up on what he just left off and said one thing. And once we come to grips and seek counseling from the learned ones of the six anointed count, the elderly mothers and the elder fathers, and sit down and work with these young ones, we can get them on their feet. And once they get on their feet, the world will come to a closing end, because Yahweh is going to intervene. And that's why it's so important to understand we come and we hit on every side. But we know in the power of Yahweh, they're going to lose in this word. Because this is the ministry going to take care of this business. So get in where you've been in it. Job chapter 1, look what Job says in verse 21 and 22. Now Job says something. Because sometimes the heat might get on you a little bit. You might get a little weird, right? Job said, I'm going to take care of that for you. In verse 21 and 22. What do you say? Job 1, 21 and 22. What do you say? Brother Yahweh Israel.
The book of Job, chapter 1, verse number 21, verse 22 reads. Book of Job, chapter 1, verse 21. It says, They can tell you out of my mother's womb. They can say I returned to Egypt. Yahweh gave. Yahweh have taken away. Blessed be the name of Yahweh. And all this Job seeing not, nor charge Yahweh foolishly.
You said, and what we do, as soon as he get on us, we start doubting our mighty ones. We doubt our mighty one and start thinking out, why this happened to me? Why did you do that? No, Yahweh know what he's doing. This thing is coming to a close. And he blessed the name of, how many letters did he bless?
Four letters. Y-H-W-H.
You see that, see, Ray? So and you know it's written in 1:16-13 about that? Do you know it is written, it's a precept written in 1:16-13 about the Y-H-W-H? Do you know it's written in the Bible? In 1:16-13, what about it? In 1:16-13.
The book of Psalms, 1:16:13 reads. Book of Psalms, chapter 1:16:13. Psalms 1:16:13. I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of Yahweh.
How many letters is that?
Four letters. Why?
The speaker of the nation of Israel picked up on that in 4:12 on this YHWH. He picked up on this. And let's see what the chief speaker of the nation of Israel says in Acts 4:12 about the YHWH man. What did he say in 4:12?
Book of Acts chapter 4, verse number 12 reads, Acts chapter 4, verse number 12. Acts 4, verse 12. Neither is there salvation in any other, but there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved.
So you can call them all these three letters and six letters and 10 letters, but understand one thing. Ain't no name gonna get you salvation but the four letters. So those out there is teaching about the name, understand one thing. It's either four letters or bust. Because either one name gonna get you salvation. Peter just said it and David said it. Are you greater than Peter and David? Are you? The chief speaker of the nation of Israel, are you greater than he is? He said one name. He pulled David saying in 1:16:13, four letters, YHWH. Because at the time they spoke one language, Semitic. English wasn't even thought of until 449 AD. Official language in 1382. The vowel points did not come to the 6th century. By the Masoretic descendants of Esau in the 6th century. They brought the A and the E in 600 years after the Bible was closed. So what name is you calling on and who are you following? You got to tell your people the truth. One name gets the salvation you're looking for. And when it's all said and done, he told the seer in 14:9, when it's all said and done in Zechariah, he told the seer by precept. Now, we're not going reading the precept in 3:7. Or the book of Amos. We're not reading that. But we read when it's all said and done, we're going to see what the man said in 14:9. What did he say in Zechariah 14:9, Brother Yahya Israel?
Book of Zechariah 14:9 reads, Yahweh shall be king over all the earth. And that day shall there be one Yahweh and his name one.
His name what?
And his name, one.
How many letters is that?
Four letters. Y-H-W-H.
One name is all said and done. So you brothers out of your heart about the Yah and the Yahweh and the Hamashiach and all these names. When it's all said and done, you're going to come up with one name. And that's why he made it plain. In 5:43 exactly when he came in the body. He made it plain to the one that understands that he made it plain in 5:43. He said, when I came in a body from the third heaven, this is what he says in 5:43 of St. John. He looked right at his followers, called disciples, eyeball to eyeball in 5:43. Then he said something to them. And what did he say?
The book of St. John 5, verse number 43 reads, book of St. John 5, verse 43. I am come in my Father's name, and you receive me not. If another shall come in his own name, him you will receive.
Allah, you receive Allah, Nova Drew Ali, Malcolm X, and Muhammad, and all of them with the Allah. Allah got more letters than five, than four. So now you off into, we use it for showing you the record. Until you get the name right, you not get the program right. Until you can read it, all the writing, and although we can read this, what he said about the mystery of these, to show you that he going to leave a slip in his writing to let you know that he out of order, because he called the children, he said Jesus came from, maybe Jesus did, but Yahweh the Son did. He said Jesus came as the descendant of the Canaanites. That's what he got written. And that's the reason right now. They will pull you to the side and tell you, no, you're not the black man, you're not the Negro, you're this. You are ancient Moabite Canaanite. You see what they tell you now? So come on and get in with us. See that? You see what they do for you? Now you see, that's where it comes from. Then behind him came who? Elijah Muhammad. Behind him come who? Farrakhan, right? Then you got Jesse Jackson going out in 1988 telling the big dignitaries, we want to be called African American. He said, you do. He said, you know, if you call African American, now you know that the only history you got is the February of my history then. He said, yeah, I know. You know that. By being African American, Negro, and color, you won't vote yourself right out of anything you have been. See? You see, that's what your leaders do for you? Now you black African Americans. What's the history on that? Where that come from? Is that the blessing Yahweh gave you? You know what Yahweh said about the blessing according to number 6, 22 to 27? Let's read a little bit what did the Almighty say about a blessing. Let's find out what he said about a blessing. Let's see if the African American Negro in color or supercoon or Allah. Or Yahweh, or the Hamashiach, and all the names. Let's see what Yahweh says to Moses to tell Aaron about the people of the book, 6:22-27. What he said, brother Yahdai Israel, that we all can read together.
The book of Numbers, chapter 6, verse 22-27 reads. Book of Numbers, chapter 6. Verse number 22. Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, verse 23. Speak unto Aaron and to his son, saying, on this wise you shall bless the family of Israel, saying unto them. Verse 24. Yahweh bless you and keep you. Verse 25. Yahweh make his face shine upon you, be merciful unto you. Verse 26. Yahweh lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Verse 27. They shall put my name upon the family of Israel, and I will bless them.
You put my name on the family of Israel, and I will bless them. So if you're not carrying his name, you're not up under the blessing. Do you know what you really up under according to the Bible? In 65:15. Do you know as you walk the streets right now in your mind, we understand about the name, get the kept, we understand that's fine. But when it comes down to who you tell outside of your check, the check man that writes the checkbook, if you claim the name that's on your check after you don't cash your check, then you out of order. Matter of fact, you know what you have did? It's what you have did that we can read in 65:15. Isaiah, by the mouth of the seer. Look what he said you and did in 65:15. When you don't put on what he tell you to do. What is saying in 65:15 there, Brother Yahdah, is there that we can read?
Book of Isaiah 65:15. You shall leave your name for a curse to my children. Yahweh shall slay you, call his servant by another name.
That means everybody gonna slay you. All the 17 nations got a history of slaying you because you are left your name. Now you got these names that we're getting ready to read now. Now bring them names. They're gonna climb around again, Brother Yahweh Israel. Now bring them names in that what you upon. See, you know, this big dignitary, he's a seer. You know, we don't tuck it as far as we can. I said, yeah. He said, can you shed light on these names for us? Because we don't tuck it as far as we can. And we came across the broadcast. And we've been at this thing since 2014, trying to shine some light on North Carolina out at Gates County. How what they did to giving them names now. Now, who are these people he's talking about right now? We're going to get back to them now. W-E-A-P-E-M-O-C. Who are these people?
Yeah, say that again, sir.
W-E-A-P-E-M-O-C. Who are these people? Who are these people right here that they in a problem. What's going on? Who are these people that we can read? W-E-A-P-E-M-O-C.
I'm looking at W-E-A-P-E-M-O-C, India. With however you pronounce it. It reads, with Miak Indians, also known as the Yapim, Y-E-O-P-I-M Indians, were a branch of Algonquin-speaking people living in a sprawling village along the northern rim of the Albemarle Sound. When the Roanoke Island colonies arrived in the 1580s, the sub-tribes of the Wapimiak included the Pequot, Perguamins, P-E-R-Q-U-I-M-A-N, and Potaskit, P-O-T-E-S-K-E-T-T, K-E-E-T. They were proudly agriculture and raised several varieties of beans, pulse, melons, gourds, as well as corn, squash, and other vegetables.
Well, one thing about it, they said it was eating the right way. See, it was eating the right way. See, now they got their hat in their hand now, but they was eating the right way. But see, that's the part we make it see right. It's more to it than that, eating the right way. They were eating good. And look what we eat now. Now we eat everything now that got our resistance where it can't stand up. Hey, I told you what to put in your to make your resistance be where you can, you know, feel in there. You got to unclog yourself. See, you see what they was eating? Make a note of that, what they was eating, Brother Yahdah. We come back with that again later. Make a little note of what they was eating. So remember, if your better half does not feed you what you just got to read, then she's a light woman. So there's right there. That's a light woman. You just got, oh, she's light. That's a light woman. She's not after your mind. But your mind got to be after the elders' mind. Your mind got to sit down with the elders and see what kind of mind you supposed to be in. Because if you coming home and you eating a macaroni and chicken and steak and some big biscuits and stuff like that, then you wonder why you fall all over and you all bent all over. Because you eating from a light woman, because first of all, she's light because you made her light. Because first of all, you both went to the elder and see exactly what kind of woman you supposed to have. And this woman you're going to be with, get her to the mother. And the mother sit her down and straighten her up. So we got some serious mothers in all the camps. But at the same token, you got to sit down with your mothers and find out exactly what you got to do to keep that man like a watchboard standing straight up. In the head. With the finger. Now, what's his other name now we got now? C-H-O-W-A-N. Now, what's his other name got? Now, these people really became these people. See, they spread all around North Carolina, and their history goes back a long time. They say, all you got is in your representative if we were 1,600 people. No, no, no. We go back before 1492. We go back before that, see. But see, that's the one telling the story. That's the point we make it early. The story you only hear is what they telling you. It's time for you to hear what the book is telling you. Now, who are these C-H-O-W-A-N? And these the one right here that Gates County kicked them in the rear real good, but it happened until Walter infiltrated into them and got them going one against another. Then once they couldn't pay their little $10 in court costs. See, here's the point. How you going to take somebody to court and you know they don't have the court? You got to pay court costs. So they put in court costs all the time, knowing the fact you can't pay court costs. And I don't care what you bring on the table. You can't pay court costs. Your case, you lost. You can win a case and tell you got to pay court costs. Oh, I can't pay court costs. Well, then we reverse the signature. And that's what happened to these people right here. This man right here. Walter, he ended up in there, you find him, and you run him through the 1600s, 1700s, 1800s. He eased up under them, and then got a little piece of the share, and then took him to court. And then whether he win or not, you couldn't pay the court cost, because you didn't know nothing about the money they had written up. You didn't trade with their American money. You know what the word you got. What you mean about a court cost? And they might tell you your court cost might be outrageous because the deck is stacked against you. Because you had to book the rules and regulations told you in Judges chapter 2, 1, 2, and 3, don't make no league with them. You made a league anyway. What happened? That's what happened. And that's what's going on today. You're not following the Bibles and you're not following the elders to show you how to avoid punishment, and you're not following the mother showing you how to avoid punishment, where you ain't got to be worried about that Slick Rick and Big Bob. Big Bob is not a Yahwali man. Tell Big Bob going down the road somewhere, because you ain't going to do all right. Big Bob, see, you got to sit down and learn something now. So who are these people we talking about? C.H., like he done told, hey, look, Sear, we don't tell as far as we can go. I've been trying to show them something since 2014. Well, let me tell you something, brother. First of all, you telling them something that they not legal, and then now they have to take on a man called Cherokee. After Cherokee, they became colored. After colored, they became African American and Negro. You ain't got no justification in that. Y'all watch, it's going to duke you some more. Until you return back to the four-letter man the way he got it written, we ain't got nothing coming. As simple as that. You can't meet him the way you want to meet him. Do you know what he got written in St. John 10:1? What he got written in St. John 10:1, brother? Y'all die here, brother.
Book of St. John, chapter 10, verse number 1 reads. Book of St. John, chapter 10, verse number 1. Truly, truly, verily, verily, I say unto you, yet she that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber.
Exactly what will happen. You come up another way, and you want to know why you always get duped. Because you become a thief and a robber. When you try to come up another way, you got to come up the Bible way according to the protocol that is written. If it's not written, if it's not going with it, if one of them sit around and tell you about where he going, where he been, you folks say, hey, what that's what's going on? Where you been, what make what work for you? Give me what the Bible tells me. Show me what, and that's what we work with. The mothers that's in the camps, of the six anointed camps, they sit you down and they show you what the Bible telling you. They'll tell you how to be help meet to that man. What you got to do to keep him on his feet. But he got to be a Yahweh man. He just can't be Big Bob because he got a good public service job of the government. He got to be a Yahweh man. And I'll tell you in Nehemiah, well, give me that name. Give me that name, Brother Yahweh. And we get Nehemiah the way, and we bring our elder back in, and we go look for the mothers. Let's see what this name is that they wrestling with in the counties, Gates County in North Carolina. They say, hey, I can't find no records on you by this name right here. He said, yeah, we was Robbins back in the you was Robbins. Well, you know, on our records we can't find you nowhere. So you gotta get you another name. And our name we can tell you can get is Cherokee. Now you can get that name, but that name we invented in the 1900s. You see what Gates County did for them? I'll tell you what to do. Since you gave us such a good document, we'll name a road after you in a river. So you go on your map and you find out this name got a road name after it, got a little small river name after, Chowan. Now, you take them to you see it? They named a river after my people. Man, they don't touch your whole land. They don't touch your life, son. And you worry about your name is on a river. Like you got brother's name on a, you got a, they call the street called, what they call that part? What's that old street on 55th used to be called Gage Park, or something like that. And they got up on it, Martin Luther King Drive. They put the name up under it. They put the name up under it, and you point at the name, not knowing the program that cut you short. And look at it, they got my father's name up under the name. That's the same thing about this. You go on your computer and look up this name right here, and you finally got a river and a road to call by his name. We honor your people, but we ain't giving you back. But you didn't give us no conversation. I tell you what we'll do. We'll name a river after you then. After we call you the Chow, the Queens. You got a football player for the Bears named Queen. Little young boys jump all over the place. What does it say about this name, Chowan, Brother Yahya Israel?
I'm looking at it, Kowanuki, Indian Nation. And it reads, people of the South, an Algonquin tribe that thrived in the northeastern section of North Carolina. By the end of the middle 16th century, Kowanuki, also spelled Chowanaka, were once the most prominent Algonquins in the era when Europeans explored what they called the New World. The Chowanaki, Algonquins, for people at the south, built and settled around the Kowan River. And their dominion encompassed the Bertie, Kowan, Gates, and Hartford counties. The Kowanaki lived near swamps, rivers, and other tributaries throughout North Carolina with a focus on fishing, hunting. William S. Powell discussed the importance of communal hunting quarters. These lands near the present North Carolina-Virginia border were shared and used by the Maharin with Pinkup. So on and so on tribes.
You see that? Now the Kowanakis, and now they went down to the Gates County and said, look here, we the descendants of the Kowanakis. Yeah? You know, as a matter of fact, Gates County, North Carolina, you sit right up on our property. Oh yeah? So they I ain't going to get off into the story, see. But this brother right here named Warner E. M-I-L-T-E-E. He talks about his, what he is. He said he received his PhD from the University of North Carolina at Chapin Hill. I'm assistant professor of history at Virginia Tech. He said, look, I'll push the thing as far as I can push it. He said, now, you know, we still got the Got Wednesday. They still on the dock of the bay a little bit. And here go a few names for each year. And, but see, let me tell you something. We got a whole 12 tribe to get together on the same token. We'll shine a light on this, but here's the point. The name you so proud of, they so proud of, the Robbins family and all that, the Kanakis, and got a real name after them and a couple blocks named after them. But it's a bigger picture what happened that got you in trouble from the get-go, and we'll take care of them another time. So you see, listen, those that they're going to get in where you fit in is a big job ahead of you. It's a big job ahead of six anointed casts of bosses up to it. Like those that got a mind to learn and understand, we need to be in every nation from the sun. And then once we make every stop, then Yahweh got written with clothes on this brother Yahweh Israel. What is written over there in the 24th chapter, verse 12 through 14? We'll close out there. Matthew's 24, 12 through 14. And we bring our elder back in, and then we look for the mothers, and the mothers will give this national ordinance a good word, and we'll get on down the road a little bit. But what it says in 24, verse 12 through 14?
The book of Matthew 24, verse number 12 to 14 reads, book of Matthew, chapter 24, verse number 12. Because sin shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. Verse 13, but he or she that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. Verse 14, this covenant of the kingdom shall be taught in all the world for witness to all nations, and then shall the end come.
So he ain't going nowhere until we get this into every nation by the sun. So you keep on watching that one eye saying all you want. Until the six anointed council bosses of true Israelite, put 10 toes down, place you got to get to. That's why I said if you're going to support something, support this ministry. Because we're going to pray our people by bringing them the word to our people that you ain't all these names that you not that. There's no blessing and not in them names. The only blessing is in the name of Israel at the last of your name. So whatever your name is, at the last of your name, put Israel there. We'll talk about that soon. Mother Yahdai Israel, what's your closing statement is behind that?
Hallelujah, Qua, hallelujah, Qua, hallelujah, Qua. Love the way it's rolling up, see Israel, a seed royal. Great work team to the four corners of the globe. Praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah, Qua.
Hallelujah, God. We're going to bring our elder back in. He'll give his closing remarks on take number 69. We'll bring our elder back in. Remember one thing, on Power Talk, Blog Talk Radio, the elder will be there for any questions or comments on anything we'll say in the ninth lesson. You can just go on over to that room and ask our elder. And that's what it says over there in that 32 verse 7. Ask our elders and he'll tell you. That same thing you are doing. Ask our elder. He'll tell you. We'll bring him in for his closing statement. So you on the clock. Elder, Mr. Tibbs, come on.
Once again, Yahweh bless you, Seer Israel, and thank you for bringing me back into tonight's broadcast. And thus far, I think we've all had an educational evening so far. It appears that we all came to hear things that most of us can hear, and some listening never understand. To see those things that most of us can see and some looking can never find. But it's the misinformed that can do none of these things. This is why the words of Yahweh that is taught makes all this and more possible for the righteous. We have to be aware by knowing the scriptures, there are those out there that camouflage their evil and overly loud bump the gums talk for righteous learning. In the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 11, 12 to 15, 12 says, but I will do that I will do, that I may cut off an occasion from them which desire occasion, that wherein they glory, they may be found even as we. 13. For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Yahweh the Son. 14. And marvel, no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into a minister spirit of light. 15. Therefore is no great thing if his ministers also be transferred as ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. This is why that we say we are the doers of Yahweh's word, and we follow his teachings. We have to remember that in 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 12 and 13, 12 says, for the eyes of Yahweh are over the righteous, and his ears are open unto their prayers. But the face of the Yahweh is against them that do evil. 13. And who is he that will harm you if he be followers of that which is good? So what's good is the word of Yahweh. And we make that very well known on our program. This is why we're here to guide you through these dark times of bad teaching and Christianity. Welcome and thanking all of you for attending our live broadcast of Yahweh's ministry. It comes to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. First and foremost, about Yahweh's words. Connecting the Bible books for your biblical education, your health, foods that you should eat, and keeping the Sabbath days. We do all this because you have knocked. And this is information you came to seek. And now you found that what you have sought and the voices of the true Israelites, tribe of Yada. That's open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days, once again, is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. Generally don't have a class on Tuesday unless we have a special event or a high day. But we do have a Sabbath class. Top part of the Sabbath is Friday from 7:30 to 10:30. And the bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. Temple class starts at 12 p.m. and the online class starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until the temple members desire to leave. We also have a website address. To use this on any search engine, type in www.tribeyhdh.com. After click enter, just under this big liner, you're going to see some choices. One will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. On any other device, you may see menu. But after clicking this, again, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings, and doing so, remember what it tells all of us in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. Verse 7 says, give unto Yahweh, you kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahweh glory and strength. 8, give unto the Yahweh the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. I always try to keep in mind what it says in Malachi chapter 3, verses 8 through 9. 8 says, will a man rob Yahweh? Yet ye have robbed me. But ye say, wherein I have robbed thee, and tithes and offerings. 9, you are cursed with a curse, for you have robbed me, even this whole nation. Remember, Yahweh loves a cheerful giver. And the donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated, that you give according to Bible scriptures in Leviticus 27, verse 30, and Hebrews 7, verses 8 and verse 9. This is to keep this ministry bringing you Thus Says Yahweh Live. Also to build a school, a banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Also while there, don't forget to check the calendar, as we often mention. Keep yourself, family, and friends in tune with the feast days that come to us throughout the year. For the live program, this is another feature that's only available during our live broadcast time. To get there, type in three words on the search line, Yahweh Radio Live. And after you click on it, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yada. Click the red live button as soon as it appears. You'll be right into our live online broadcast. We're using also two email addresses. The first is Tribe, that's TRIBEYHDH at gmail.com. This is to write your written opinions, questions of a biblical subject answered, or related topics. The other is YHDHYSRAEL at gmail.com. Also for biblical subjects or related topics. You can even state how our program was enjoyed by you. We also have a few numbers you can righteously call with Yahuwah in mind. The first is our live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This is our international number where you can call, leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the six anointed camps of Yahuwah's ministry. Now, if you happen to miss the beginning of our program, you can always listen to the entire show at 9:15, except Fridays. Program time will be repeated after 10:30. To get there, type in three words on the search line, Yahuwah Radio Live. After you click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadav. Just choose the programs you were late logging into, or from that point, any previous day that you would like to listen. One good note before we pass our broadcast over. We're also now on Broad Talk, as you know. We're simultaneously transmitting on Pal Talk. We'll be listed under ethnic group, African American. Look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadav. You will find this is where Yahuwah's word is also working for your Bible education. Online there to answer any topics that's been put on the table will be Elder Mr. Tibbs, along with Seer Israel riding shotgun. We will be taking no comments off topic or more than two text questions answered at a time. Failure to follow these righteous acts, the elder will block or restrict the misuse. And if Broad Talk ends before teaching time, teaching will continue on Pal Talk. Yahuwah be with you all. But remember, as I said before, do not try to win that bump the gums contest. Why? You will miss all of Yahuwah's glory, which is said unto you. Remember, we are rehearsing the righteous act. This is to learn the words of Yahuwah. So at this time, so we can continue our learning process, we will turn our program back to our seer Israel and say, Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
All right, Elder, Hallelujah, Yahuwah, Jesus, you excellent, your party. No doubt about it. All right, like I said, see, you know, we know that our job is to help and to bring a closure in the mind on, but you have to be able to step to help according to the Bible. See, we trying to tell you, we've been duped on every point. See, Yahuwah made it plain to us, we tried to help you in your marriage life and show you exactly how to avoid punishment on every point. But everything we bring to the table is according to the Bible. If you want to be in a, you always can run into trouble even by being in the Bible. But in the same token, you can cut down on a lot of things by understanding and following anointed leadership. Because anointed leadership will make sure they tell you one thing. They're gonna listen to you, what you're saying. They're going to go in the Bible and show you exactly where they can help you at according to this Bible. And like we said, anybody will take on a responsibility of families that's already running around pulling on your legs, and it ain't dang on you. Hey, but 5% of that gonna work. 95% is gonna keep you down, and it's gonna kick you out even before your time comes. So you gotta win the cause a lot of things before you get into it. That's why I said seek counseling and follow the rules and regulations, and you'll be all right. All right, enough said on that. So we're going back to the network and bringing the mothers. We found out one thing. We're coming to Camp One mothers, and there's three mothers in Camp One, and they prepared to, they have devoted their life to help you get on your feet, according to Thus Says Yahuwah. And they in it seriously to help you. And we're going to bring the mothers in and get a statement, and then we'll get down to some lessons about what's going on. So whatever on the mother's mind, they need to tell this national audience on tape number 69, we'll bring the mothers in and we'll get a statement from the mothers of whether they think that this national audience should hear in the ninth lesson. We're going to find the mothers and bring them in. In fact, we'll start with We'll start with Mother Z. We'll bring Mother Z in, and anything you got to say to this national audience, Mother Z, anything you have that you feel on your mind that they need to know. So when you meet the Mother Out of Cap woman, loud voice, you say, Mother Z, Israel, tribe of Yahshua, Judah,
Yahweh, bless and keep thee, seer Israel, or royalty. I just want to say to the... Yes, what you say, seer?
Well, whatever you want to say to this national audience, the young women and the women need to know what you want to tell them. That they need to know, and you got the floor. Take your time to come out. Whatever on your mind, let them hear something. Come out.
Well, I would just like to say, some people that some associates of mine that I've been talking to, and they, with this pandemic going on, and they believe that, Satan is the one, taking all these people out and killing all these people. But, I don't know, but maybe some of the audience do know that Yahweh is the one give life and Yahweh is the one take life. And you find that a lot of people, they can read the Bible, but they don't understand what they read. And, I just want to say to the national audience that in the book of Acts, the 8th chapter, in let me see what verse this is, where I'm just going to read verse 5 and verse 4. When Philip went down to the city of Samaria and taught Yahweh the Son unto them, and the people which was one accord giving heed unto those deeds which Philip spoke, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. And I'm saying that a lot of people, they don't know, how they can read the Bible, but they don't understand what they read. And in this chapter, Philip is telling, talking to the Utica, and he told Philip he didn't know how to read, and he didn't understand what he read. And I just want to say to him, if you don't understand and know how to read the Bible, you need to get with someone that do know how to read the Bible to help you to be able to understand what you read. And that is what I want to say to the national audience.
Hallelujah. Well, that's what I'm going to say. See, we're here to help, but see, they take this Bible as a novel. It's not a novel. So you got a college degree and you got to read this Bible. There's a whole lot more to just reading the Bible, because he's not going to kick in until you understand the program. So, Mother Z, I was blessing on your part. We're going to go get the other two mothers in. And whatever's on the mother's mind, Mother E, whatever on your mind pertaining to this national audience, what kind of words you want to give to this national audience, Mother E? Whatever on your mind to tell this national audience, you on the clock, Mother E.
Yahweh beats it, I see you right. Yeah, it's real, I see you right. Hallelujah. I know you done been over this a lot of times, but I'm going to go back over it again in Exodus chapter 6, and I'm going to start reading at verse 1, and it says, "Then Yahweh said unto Moses, now shall thou see what I would do to Pharaoh. But with a strong hand shall he let them go, and with a strong hand shall he drive them out of the land. And Yahweh spoke unto Moses and said unto him, I am Yahweh. And I appeared unto Abraham and to Isaac and to Israel by the name of Yahweh Almighty. But by the name of Jehovah was I not known unto them. And I have also established my covenant with them to give them the land of Canaan and a land of pilgrims, straight men, they were strangers. Now, in this here, chapter 6, it says the name Hebrew is YHWH. So I have a Bible dictionary where it says, it reads about the name. It said in here, it said, Yahweh, the covenant, Yahweh Israel, YHWH. And the original Hebrew for Eber, according to Jewish custom, because of rather the divine name was not to be spoken, so that the Hebrew polluted for evil word for Yahweh and God was established. Whenever the word Lord and God appear in the language, in small chapter 11, the original Hebrew reads YHWH. So I'm just saying that that's really the name that the Israelites should be using, YHWH, because that's the language that he gives to them, the name that he gives to them, YHWH. And that's all I have to say.
Hallelujah. All right. That was excellent, Marie. That's what it's all about. See, we here to help get you on your feet and some dust says Yahweh. So in these segments from the broadcast, the mother will always give their thoughts on whatever tape or whatever that needs to be said that the Almighty give them to say to these national audience as we try to get these people to understand what I'm saying. You can't keep on coming up another way because you're still going to run up short and you're not going to have a clue when the enemy come up on you with a big suitcase. You're going to say, it's got to be from, it's got to be from God. Look what he came and gave me a big suitcase. Suitcase is a trap. The only thing that you're supposed to receive is the word of the Almighty to help your peoples. And one thing about it is take from that. So, Mother E, that was excellent. Stand by for a minute. We'll third Mother in. And we'll see what thoughts do the Almighty have put on her to say to this national audience. So when you meet Mother D of Israel, what a loud voice you say. Mother D of Israel.
Yahweh be to that right. Bless you, Seer Israel of Steve Roy. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, that Mother of Israel. So, Mother Israel, as you was listening to the lesson today, so what thoughts that come across you that you can tell this national audience on whatever came across your mind? Take your time and get in that microphone and tell the national audience your thoughts on tape number 69. Come on.
Well, I've been having lately conversation with different peoples and saying what they know and what they're not doing, what they say they know, they understand. And so I told them, you know, it's best to not to know and then know and don't do. You're going to get the worst whooping.
Right.
And I read John chapter 9, verses 39 and 41 came to me. and responding. And Yahweh said, for judgment I am come into this world, that they would see not my seed, and that they which see might be made blind. 40. And some of the Pharisees which were with him heard these words and said unto him, are we blind also? 41. Yahweh the Son said unto them, if you were blind, you should have no sin. But now you say, we see. Therefore, your sins remain. Okay, I want to read John 10, verses 8. All that ever came before me, and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. Verse 9. I am the door. By me, if any man or woman enter in, he or she shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pastures. Verse 10. The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. So I'm saying, you hear the word, you say you know the word, but still Satan comes and he takes it away from you where you think that you can do it your way.
Mm-hmm.
But you can talk to him all day long. Yahweh is the one that got it drawn. But it's our responsibility to get it out there to them. We can't make them do it. We'll only tell them and show them the word. So I leave it like that.
Hallelujah. And you know, we hear to, and mm-hmm. we don't want that. We don't want the best of them have tried to help this people, and they all have came short because mm-hmm. all of them leave out a specific thing that we need to know. And Mother Eve, will start right there with you and Fortune, and I'll get Fortune verse 8. See, everybody that stepped up to lead us, come with a study with us, they never recognized what he told the seer, Isaiah and 42 verse 8. Mother Eve, what he says in Isaiah 42 verse 8?
Brother Isaiah chapter 42 verse 8 reads,
mm-hmm.
Isaiah chapter 42 verse 8. I am Yahweh, that is my name, and my honor will I not give to another, neither my praise to graven image.
Mm-hmm. That means the cross, the big rock over there in Mecca, the big rock in Mecca, and the cross that the Catholic Church and Christianity carries. And listen, I ain't on none of that. He said, whatever y'all got on the table, if you ain't got my name right, you just wasting your time. Mm-hmm. Right there, Isaiah. And 42 mm-hmm. verse 8, just wasting your time. If you ain't got my name right, just wasting your time. Read that again, mm-hmm. Emily. 42 verse 8. So whatever you want to call them, well, that's what you call them. No, that was the Bible called him. He's telling you ready in 42 verse 8 about his name. What do you say?
Look at Isaiah chapter 42. I am Yahweh, the Lord. That is my name. And my honor will I not give to another, neither my praise to a graven image.
So you see what he's saying? So all that bowing down to all these things you're doing and you cross around your neck and going up to the necker to walk around the black stone with the black cloth over it. You of Israelite descent, you're wasting your time. Allah ain't going to get it. Lord God and Jesus ain't going to get it. The only thing going to get it is the one name The YHWH is the only name. So, Mother E, let's run over to him and see what he says to these peoples called the children of Israel in Isaiah 42. Let's see what he tells the peoples called the children of the book. He looked them straight in the eyeballs and told the seer, would you go tell the peoples of the book something, 42nd chapter. And let's see what he says to them. You all read the 42nd chapter already. Skip down to verse 17. And let's take it on down to verse, take it on straight on down to verse number 19. And Mother D of Israel, pick up at 20 down to verse 25. Let's see what he says in 42, verse 17 and 19. And Mother D of Israel, pick up verse 20 down to verse 25. Let's see what he says. Mm-hmm. Come on.
Book of Isaiah, chapter 42, verse 17 and 19. Verse 17. They shall be turned back. They shall be greatly ashamed. Their trust is graven images. That say to the molten images, you are our Yahweh. Verse 18. Hear ye deaf, and look ye blind, that you may see. Verse 19, who is blind but my servant, or deaf as my messenger that I sent? Who is blind as he that is perfect, and blind as the Yahweh's servant? Verse 20.
Okay. Well, I read 20, Mother.
Go ahead.
Isaiah 42, verse 20. Seeing many things, but thou observe not. Opening the ears, but he heareth not. 21. Yahweh is well pleased for his righteousness' sake. He will magnify the Torah instruction and make it honorable. 22. But this is a people robbed and spoiled. They are all of them snared in holes, and they are hidden in prison houses. They are for a prey and none deliver, for a spoil and none says restore. 23. Who among you will give ear to this? Who will listen and hear for the time to come? 20. Who gave Israel for a prey, for a spoil, and Israel to the robber? Did not Yahweh, he against whom we have sinned? For they would not walk in his ways, neither were they obedient unto his Torah instruction. Verse 25. Therefore he has poured upon him the fury of his anger and the strength of battle, and it has set him on fire round about, yet he knoweth not, and it burned him, yet he laid it not to mind.
He said, I'm burnt this 12 tribes of Israel on every side.
Mm-hmm.
You still can't figure out who is whooping him on everything he get his hand on, whooping him in his body, whooping him everywhere. Because he made it plain, Mother E, he made it plain in Nehemiah chapter 1. See, he said, I'm going to whoop this Israelite, the 12 tribes of Israel, on everything they get their hands on, because he told them something in Nehemiah chapter 1. He said, oh, Nehemiah, they was coming out of captivity, and the mental spirit met Nehemiah, and he went eyeball to eyeball with Nehemiah. In chapter 1, he said something there. He introduced himself first there, Mother E. What did he say in verse 6? He met old Nehemiah in verse 6. And what he says in 6, let's skip down to 12 through 14. And what did he say? Nehemiah chapter 1, verse 6. He introduced himself and said something to him, 12 through 14. And what did he say?
Nehemiah chapter 1, verse 6 and 12 to 14. Verse 6, Let thy ears now be attended, and thine eyes open, that thou mayest hear the prayer of thy servant, which I pray before thee now, day and night, for the children of Israel, thy servant, and confess the sins of the children of Israel, which ye have sinned against thee.
Hold that point right there. That, hold that point. Because we mess around and time will run out on us. Bag up the Nehemiah 8 verse 1 behind that one. Bag up the 8 verse 1. Let's be clear on what he's saying. Because time will get away from us before we even get started. 8 verse 1. What it says in 8 verse 1 and verse 8. Now, Mother dear of Israel, have me Nehemiah chapter 9, we're going to be verse 6, 12 through 14, and verse 20. Let's see when we get out of this real quick. Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 1, and skip down to verse 8 and 9. Mother Eve, what does it say?
Okay. Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 1 and 9. Nehemiah chapter 8. Verse 1. And all the people gathered themselves together as one man into the street that was before the water gate. And they speak unto Ezra the scribe to bring the book of the Torah instruction of Moses, which the Yahweh had commanded to Israel. Chapter 8, verse 8. So they read in the book, in the Torah instructions of Yahweh, the scripture, and gave the sense, and caused him to understand the reading. Verse 9. And Nehemiah, which filled the Hasha, and Ezra, the priest, the scribe, and the Levite that taught the people, said unto all the people, this day is righteous unto the Yahweh, your Yahweh. Mourn nor weep, for all the people wept when they heard the word of this Torah instruction.
And what did he say, Mother Eve, in a closing statement? What did he say in 45, verse number 6 and 7 in the closing statement? What did he say in Isaiah 45, verse 6 and 7 in the closing statement? What did he say there, Mother?
Isaiah 45.
Verse 6 and 7.
Look at Isaiah chapter 45.
Read 44:21 first. Read 44:21 first. Then skip down to 45, verse 6 and 7.
44:21.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Isaiah chapter 44, verse 21, read. Remember these, O Israel, and Israel, for thus are my servants. I have formed thee, thus are my servant, O Israel. Thus shall not be forgotten of me.
Good. Now, what are you saying? 45, verse number 6 and 7, the closing statement.
Isaiah 45, verse 6 and verse 7. That they may know from the rising of the sun and from the west, that there is none besides me. I am Yahweh, and there is none else. Verse 7. I formed thee light and created darkness. I make peace and create evil. I, the Yahweh, do all these things.
See what he said they do? So this thing going on in your life, he said, I'm the one that gets the number one credit for. If it's going bad, I made it bad. If it's going in between, I made it in between. If it's going good in your life, I'm the one made it good in your life. He said, I do all these things. You don't give Satan no credit for what I do. Mother Eve, how about a closing statement that we catch you Wednesday night and with some more of this? What you got to say behind that? You on the clock, come on.
Thank and praising Yahweh for this class. Thank and praising Yahweh for this fear. And thank and praising Yahweh for being in the class. Just thank and praising Yahweh for each and every one that's listening. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
That's Mother Eve. All right. That's Mother Eve. Mother Z, not Mother D up Israel. Oh, come on back to that Nehemiah before you get to what you was on. Look what it says in 8:18 first. Now read verse number 8:18. Mother D up Israel. Look what it says in verse number 8, verse 18. And I want to know who can look in the mirror and can say this. 8:18.
Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 18. Also, day by day, from the first day until the last day, he read in the book of the Torah instruction of Yahweh, and they kept the feast 7 days. And on the eighth day was a solemn assembly according unto the manner.
So you see, the feast days is very important, Siri, and keeping the serious assembly is very important before the Almighty. This is very important. If we keep on shying ourselves away from what they did to, and look how they left, read the last two lines in verse 17. When all that good stuff was going on, let me show you exactly what happened to you if you do record to the Bible. Look at verse 17 and pick it up where it says, children of Israel.
Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 17. Children of Israel done so, and there was very great gladness.
Very great gladness. When you take care of this man's business, you will not be disembobulated. You will have a peace of mind and a very great gladness when you start doing what the Bible tells you to do. All right, let's go to the ninth chapter and look at verse 6, 12 through 14 and 20. What it says, 12 through 14 and 20, there are Mother D of Israel.
Nehemiah chapter 9, verse 6, 12 through 14, and verse 20, verse 6. Thou, even thou art Yahweh alone. Thou hast made heaven, the heavens of heaven, with all their hosts, the earth, and all things that are therein, the sea, all that is therein, and thou preservest them all, and the hosts of heaven worship you. Verse 12. Moreover, thou leadest them in the day by a cloud pillar, and in the night by a pillar of fire, to give them light in the way wherein they should go. Verse 13. Thou camest down also upon Mount Sinai and spake with them from heaven and gave them right judgment and true Torah instruction, good statutes and the Torah instruction. 14. Thou madest known unto them your righteous Sabbath and commanded them precepts, statutes, and Torah instruction by the hand of Moses, your servant. Verse 20. Thou gavest also your good spirit to instruct them, and withholdest not your manner from their mouth, and gave them water for their thirst.
Mm-hmm. So you say when you keep him right, then he would not hold no blessings that is written in his Bible for you. Let's go to the 32nd chapter of Deuteronomy and look at verse 46. Let's look at Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 46 there. Read verse 45, make it sound good. Deuteronomy 32, verse 45 and 46. Let's see what it says here, Mother E.F. Israel.
Deuteronomy 32, verse 45 and 46.
Mm-hmm.
Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 45 reads, "And Moses made an end of speaking all those words to all Israel," 46. "And he said unto them, set your mind unto all the words which I testify among you this day, which you shall command your children to observe, to do all the words of this Torah instruction."
So he said, "Set your mind on it." Now let's back up and get one more to close the statement. Let's back up and see. He said, "Listen, set your mind on it. You tell your family. You can't just do. You always want to got a comeback on the statement, but you're not doing no Torah instruction. But you got your mouth going." He said, 27:1. Then we'll skip down to verse number 7 to close the statement. 7-8. Deuteronomy 27 verse 1 and 7 down to verse number 9 and closing statement. What did it say there, Mother D.F. Israel? Deuteronomy 27 verse 1, 7 through 9, the closing statement.
Deuteronomy 27 verse 1 to 7. And
no,
verse 9?
No, read verse 1 and skip down to verse 7. And 9 and 10.
Deuteronomy chapter 27, verse 1. "And Moses, the elders of Israel, commanded the people, saying, keep all the Torah instructions which I command you this day." Verse 7.
Mm-hmm.
And you shall offer peace offering and shall eat there and rejoice before Yahweh, your Yahweh. Verse 9.
Verse 8.
"And you shall write upon the stones all the words of this Torah instruction very plainly." Verse 10. "You shall therefore obey the voice of Yahweh, your Yahweh, and do his Torah instructions and his statutes, which I command you this day."
Mm-hmm. So everything is in place for this day. Do what the man said. If you study watching that one I say, you start doing everything contrary, calling about many names. You don't want to wear no fringes. Don't want to keep the Sabbath day. You don't want to keep the peace day. You don't want to pay your tithes, free will offers. You don't want to help in the ministry, land, school, banquet hall. Listen, the people, Yahweh have blessed you to step up and get in where you fit in. Do the Bible and watch the difference. You want to try everything else? Let's try Yahweh and his word. Moshe of Israel, what's your closing statement to Wednesday behind that? Come on.
All right. I want to read Isaiah 42, verse 15. "I am Yahweh, your righteous one, that created Israel, your king." Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Hallelujah. That's Mother E, Mother Z, Mother D up Israel. Mother got a camp one. Mother's in all the other five camps too. But I said one thing, see, right? We got an option to help you. But you got to understand one thing. We come to show you what the Bible's saying. We're not going to never tell you what is going on. where we've been or what worked for us. We'll show you the Bible way. If you do the Bible way, you can break this captivity. The yoke that we got on our neck, because Yahweh going to intervene once we come back to the Bible. Not keeping Sabbath day, put them fringes on, because the fringes is the blessing. Understand his name is YHWH. At the end of your name, you ain't got to go after government, nothing. You just put it there when you meet people. What's your name? My name is Israel. I ain't got to ask Esau nothing. The Almighty gave me authority to do so up under his power with my fringes on. You'll see a difference, and when these young women come, young men come, be able to help them, but what way? Through his word. So we'll leave it like that and keep that in your mind, stay ready. You got to start coming back to leadership, anointed leadership, and they will help you. And we all in the same together to pray our people. We're not worried about what about the other people. No, we worry about our people only. So we'll catch you all again Wednesday night for another lesson. And keep that in your mind.
After that good doctor is gone, there'll never be another black messiah unless we create him.
Well, WCC, this time you're going to lose this one. We're not worried about you, and this time you're going to lose. We're going to win this one. We're going to keep our mighty one before us. And whatever you got on the table, you're going to lose this round. Because we're going to...